Lesson 16. A Baby for Hannah. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. Aim: to show that God answers prayer. Hannah goes to worship. Hannah was a lovely lady. She loved God and tried to please him all the time. Her husband's name was Elkanah. He loved Hannah very much. You would think that Hannah must be very happy, but something made her quite sad. Hannah had no children. This made her so unhappy that she often cried. Every year, Elkanah and Hannah went to worship at the city of Shiloh. That was the place where they used to offer sacrifices to God in those days. One year when they went, Hannah felt very unhappy indeed. She did not even want to eat her food. Elkanah asked her why she was so sad. "Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Hannah's prayer to God. Hannah knew that everything she had was given by God. So she knew, too, that if there was anything she wanted very much, she could ask God for it. If God thought it was good, he would answer her prayers and give her what she wanted. So she went to the tabernacle to pray to God. Eli, the priest, was sitting beside the door. He watched Hannah as she was praying. She prayed for a long time. Her lips moved, but no words could be heard, for she prayed to God in her heart. Eli came and spoke to Hannah. She explained to him how unhappy she was. Eli could see that Hannah loved God. He told her to go in peace, and he said, "The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou asked of him." Hannah left the tabernacle feeling much happier. She was sure that God had listened to her and would answer her prayer. She no longer had such a sad face, and she was able to eat her meals. In her prayer, Hannah had asked God to give her a baby boy. She made a promise to God. If he would give her this little baby boy, she would bring him up to love God and serve him all his life. Hannah did not pray for a baby just to please herself. She wanted to please God, so she promised to give her son back to God. Hannah's prayer answered. The next morning, Hannah and Elkanah got up early. They went to worship once more. Then they set off for home. God did answer Hannah's prayer, for a baby boy was born to her and Elkanah. She called the boy Samuel, which means asked of God, because she had asked God for him. Hannah thanked God. She was very happy that God had answered her prayer. Samuel serves God. While Samuel was still a small baby, Hannah cared for him at home. But when he was old enough, she took this special child to Eli the priest. "I am the woman that stood by thee here praying," she said. "For this child I prayed." God had given her what she had asked for, so she now promised to lend him to God for as long as he lived. So she left little Samuel there with Eli as she had promised. Hannah prayed a very special prayer of thanksgiving and rejoicing, praising God for his goodness, his mighty power, and his wisdom. Samuel helped Eli to do the work in the tabernacle. Eli cared for Samuel and loved him dearly. Every year, when they came to worship, Hannah brought a new little coat for Samuel as he grew bigger. Because Hannah loved and kept her promise, God blessed her with 5 more children. Lesson for us. Hannah did not forget to thank God for the baby boy he gave her. We should thank God for all the good gifts he gives us. If we love God, he will bless us too and make us happy. Remember these points. Number 1. Hannah was unhappy and prayed to God, knowing that he would help her. Number 2. She trusted in God and he answered her prayer, giving her a baby boy. Number 3. Hannah kept her promise to God to give her son back to him. Number 4. God made Hannah even happier by giving her more children.